93.7 JRFM. So Valentine's Day is less than a week away, and some people don't want to do anything on Valentine's. But there's a fried chicken place in Chinatown that's letting people order bouquets of fried chicken.
Oh my goodness, it's like the Doritos Rose.
I remember the Doritos Rose. Right? And there was another company in town, they were doing the Broquets, and it was like bacon bouquets.
Oh, wow.
So you go ahead and order yourself one of those.
That's so awesome.
You don't have to give it to anybody else.
You gotta do fried chicken and waffles.
Fried chicken bouquet.
I'm gonna order that for myself.
Natalie Langston, JRFM lifestyle expert, is here to give you a couple other Valentine's Day ideas.
That's right. And you know what? I'm not gonna just tell you to crack open a bottle of red and rent a movie. I have some other ways to make it a memorable one, and it might even score you some brownie points with your significant other. As always, you can find all of my tips over on the blog at jrfm.com. But to give you an idea, here are some ideas. Whether you're wifed up or looking for love, this one is a really cute idea. You can pucker up for an intimate after-hours Valentine's Day affair, from cocktails to some coral sex talk, and a date with a penguin. Yeah, that's right.
Coral sex talk. Wait, I think I know where you're going with this. I had some follow-up questions about that.
Well, we're keeping it PG, but it's adults only, and that event is called Sealed with a Kiss. It's at the Vancouver Aquarium, fittingly, and it always sells out fast. And while Valentine's Day is a great time for dinner night out, I mean, it's also a good time for a special night in as well. So cue the candles, turn on your fave romantic record, and surprise your significant other with a nice dinner in the comfort of your own home. And do it Natalie style, and call maybe Truffles Fine Foods, our friends over there, White Table Catering, for example, and skip the prep.
That's because Natalie doesn't want to cook, so she's calling in the pros.
Nor do I have time. And you can't do Valentine's without a little chocolate.
No way.
I have some recommendations from Purdy's that you won't want to miss, and they also customize your chocolate to cater to your loved ones, and they also offer chocolate classes, which I didn't know, and makes for a great date night.
Purdy's is my favorite. You can't go wrong with Purdy's
chocolate. Such good chocolate. My last tip, guys, if you really want to do something outside the box, skip those reservations and just head to the spa. Wink, wink, Gary, I know you're listening. Either Scandinave Spa if you want to get out of town, or Spa Utopia are fantastic for a relaxing couples massage.
And Natalie just mentioned Purdy's chocolates. And this week, one lucky JRFM listener is going to win a custom gift basket from Purdy's. And this isn't just any gift basket.
I know you were eyeing it up.
I was eyeballing it hard.
Can I win this? Both want to win this.
It's a $275 gift basket from Purdy's.
And it has every last romantic item you could think of.
Everything.
We also have another prize pack to give away. If you're looking to beautify for the big night, we've got some lashes for you.
You know, lashes are one of my favorite things. I can't leave the house without them.
Oh, you're notorious for those lashes, Mark.
And I love the lashes from Talk Beauty. You might have seen them on my Instagram. So we're going to hook up two magnetic lash combo up from Talk Beauty so you can try it out yourself.
And while you're getting ready, we threw in some Two Oceans. We have a prize pack from them as well. And the whole kit is valued at just over $160.
So lashes and wine and chocolate. I think we've got your Valentine's
set. We've got you covered.
We're going to announce who the winner is on the blog on Monday, so you got plenty of time to enter to win.
Just click that link over on our blog. You know the one, jrfm.com.
And make sure to check Natalie out on her blog. She's at natalielangston.com.
Thanks, guys, and happy Valentine's. Hear what